Welcome to Union City Radio for Saturday, October 3rd. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Here's Mark Belanger with a report from Radio Labor.
As the United States heads into an election while black people are being killed by out-of-control police, the country's labor federation, the AFL-CIO, is commemorating the killing of four little girls by the Ku Klux Klan 57 years ago. A bomb set by white supremacists killed the girls while they were praying at the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Richard Trumka, the AFL-CIO's president, spoke about the killings, racism in America, and racism in the labor movement itself.
On the day the Ku Klux Klan set off the bomb, parts of the labor movement were racially segregated, including in Birmingham. The divisions and hatred that landowners and employers had been sowing since the founding of this country infected our own movement. So when the AFL-CIO fought for the passage of the Civil Rights Act, we were fighting to end discrimination and racism, not just by employers, but by our own unions, our own institutions. We were fighting to change ourselves. We believe that people can change and grow and overcome so that history can be made right. We believe that people, and we the people, don't stay in the same place forever. We can be moved forward. After all, that's why it's called a movement. America's labor movement stands with every union member and every person in this country who is demanding justice and striving for the end of racism. Some refuse to learn. Some see what's happening and resist change or outright refuse it. Worse, some want to return to the dark past that they mythologize as great. But we cannot let them drag us back and hold us down. At this very moment, we see things in our country that we don't like, and we demand change. Our nation is in a moment of true crisis, a crisis of public health, a crisis of economic justice, and a crisis of structural racism. And beneath all three of them is the question of who gets seen and who gets heard and ultimately who lives and who dies. This is a crisis of leadership. The day after these four little girls were killed, President John F. Kennedy asked whether the bombing would finally awaken this entire nation to a realization of the folly of racial injustice and hatred and violence. Where is that voice today? Where was that voice in Charlottesville when the Nazis and white supremacists filled the streets? Where is that voice as thousands of our elders and essential workers, disproportionately people of color, are dying from coronavirus? Where is the voice of our nation's leader? At a time when we need unity, the president is using the power of the federal government to stoke violence and division. He's lying to us about the virus. He continues to block safety standards for our workers and health care for the unemployed. There's only one way to respond to such a catastrophic failure of leadership, and that's with solidarity. A rededication to this nation, to the Democratic Republic that is the United States of America. And that only happens with hope. Hope for our people. Hope for our future. With certainty that a new day is coming for America. And it's coming because we're going to make it so.
And that's it, International Labor News You Can Use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at radiolabor.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.
Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line. Because the union, the union, will make us strong. Oh, it's gonna make us strong.